Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Theological Insight, February 25th, 2026. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Deuteronomy 6, 6, and 7. The central theological insight in Deuteronomy 6, 6, and 7 is this: God intends His Word to shape the hearts of His people and to be passed faithfully from one generation to the next through intentional, everyday discipleship. This teaching reveals something essential about the nature of God and His design for His people. God is not distant or uninterested. Instead, He desires that His truth form the core of who they are and how they live. The Word of God is not simply information to remember. It is a living authority meant to transform. This passage teaches us first about the character of God. God reveals His commands because He loves His people and wants them to live in His blessing. He gives His Word not to burden, but to guide. His commands flow from His perfect nature, and obedience to them leads to life, stability, and flourishing. In calling parents and households to teach the Word diligently, God shows that He values relationships and uses everyday family life as a primary place for spiritual formation. Second, this passage teaches us about human identity and responsibility. God created people to live in community, and families are central to that design. Scripture shows that the faith of one generation influences the next. Human beings do not naturally drift toward God. They need guidance, repetition, and intentional direction. That is why Moses commands the people, "Keep God's Word on your heart." Spiritual integrity begins in the inner life before it is ever passed on to the home. Third, the passage reveals that discipleship is holistic and constant, not occasional. Moses does not describe a once-a-week teaching moment, but a lifestyle: sitting, walking, lying down, and rising. This means God cares about all of life. Every moment is an opportunity for truth to be spoken, remembered, and lived out. Faith is not confined to formal religious gatherings. It is woven into the regular rhythms of family life. Theologically, this teaches that the people of God are shaped as the Word of God moves from the heart into the home and then out into the world. God uses ordinary moments in ordinary families to form faithful disciples. This is how His covenant promises are preserved and how His people remain spiritually strong. When we understand this truth, we see that teaching the next generation is not optional. It is essential to God's redemptive plan. He uses parents, grandparents, mentors, and church members to ensure that the torch of faith is never dropped, but carried and forward with clarity and conviction.